This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. June the 28th, 2025. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Mr. Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, locally here in the Twin Cities, Scott Wolmering and myself, Ryan O'Neill, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Hope your weekend is starting off well. This is, again, a live show, an interactive show. You could call us at any point, 612-294-6949 to join us, 612-294-6949. It comes to us right in studio. A lot to cover, a lot to talk about today. And Scott Wolmering, good morning. Nice to see you, bud.
Yeah, good to see you. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We do this every Saturday, have for about 20 years. Love doing the show. Really love your comments and your feedback during the show. If you want to call us at 612-294-6949 or text us with any questions you have, we will hit those as they come in. The first segment, we kind of like to give you an update about what's going on from mortgage rates and what's going on from the overall kind of snapshot of a real estate, and we'll get into that.
Yeah, again, appreciate everybody joining us. Let's look at some numbers here in the Twin Cities real estate-wise. How are the sales numbers looking? New listing numbers. New listings are up just slightly, Scott, about a 1% increase in new listings. There were 1,608. Pending sales, very interesting, up 11% year over year. Pretty significant increase in pending sales. 1,162, and then the overall inventory still continues to climb, 9,878 homes, still very historically low, of course, Scott. And then Mike Overson shared the 30-year fixed rate, he said, came down just slightly this past week, Scott, 6.72%. High sixes is generally what we've been saying when people ask us. Some thoughts on those numbers. Pending sales up 11%, but like you said, we're seeing some price reductions.
Yeah, that's what I was. That was a little bit off air before we went live. We're just talking about. I've seen a lot of price reductions in the in what we were kind of calling the kind of untouchable price point, that 450 to 550. Was just multiple offers. And even though 9,000, again, balanced market in the Twin Cities is about 19,000 homes. So 9,000 is still low, but it's not 4,500, which is what we were 2 years ago. So, there's a, we were always looking at, are we going to hit 10,000 by December? And now we're starting to creep in prime time up around 9,000. And that is a lot more than we've had, 7,500, 6,500. A couple of years ago, we were as low as 4,500. And so those price reductions in that price range are prevalent. And I'm just wondering if people are seeing that or if it's just me. But I've seen a lot in that five range.
Yeah, really interesting. A lot of the kind of the upper bracket or executive market has been really busy with often multiple offers on some of those higher price point ones. Of course, anything, let's say maybe $400,000 and under, really busy.
Yep.
As well. And it's just as Scott is saying, getting to that middle range.
Sorry to interrupt you, but just on the upper price point, I've got three different clients right now, western suburbs, southern suburbs, and northern suburbs, that are in that $1.6 to $2 million price point. And the last three homes that we've written on have gone to multiple offers. The last one was $1.8 million, had four offers on it in the first day that it went on the market. And I saw a national statistic that $1 million to $1.5 million price point is up 50% in showings and activity. So it's very strange that kind of that mid-range, that 600 to 900 is kind of the tough price point. And then, man, you get over $1 million and all of a sudden it's blowing up. It's very strange.
Yeah, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. We are a local real estate team. Wherever you're listening to this on CCO, we've got a top agent on the Minnesota real estate team that helps buyers, sellers, real estate investors. And speaking of real estate investors, we do a monthly seminar. And it's funny because one of the things we talk about in the seminar is a little bit of my background when I started in the business in 2001, but we talk about maybe folks who sell books and tapes and other ways to make money without actually helping you invest in real estate. And Scott, you know, it's part of the reason we do the seminar is just to kind of give some real world advice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, bottom line, if you go to a seminar and there's a guy out back selling you, we don't even have CDs anymore. I don't even know what they'd sell now. Whatever they sell,
a podcast,
or whatever it is that they're pimping, that is probably not in your best interest. The seminar that Ryan does and
David Meyer does.
It is, you know, no one's, you know, handcuffing you to the desk. Nobody's selling you anything when you're leaving. It's just good advice on what you should know when you get into investing in real estate from people that have done it. You know, Ryan cut his teeth back in 2001, and Dave Meyer is a great guy with a lot of investment experience as well. But yeah, no one's trying to sell you anything.
Scott, we're happy to have you back, my friend. You've had a poor streak of health, and as I always say, one of my thoughts is when you don't feel well, it's hard to do much anything.
No, it's been a tough month. I've been in and out of the hospital for about the last month and a half. You know, my dad used to always say age is a, you know, yeah, you know, it's tough. Yeah. And so but I'm feeling better. I'm on the end of it, I hope. And so hopefully that's the last I'm not a Ryan knows I do not like hospitals.
Yeah.
Not like them at all.
Yep.
Yes.
we're coming back after the break, and we're going to dive in with Corey Schmiedeberg from Midwest Money Management. He's got some great thoughts for listeners. Before we break, just real quickly, I wanted to thank everybody again who came out to the House of Hope grand opening, Bob and Kathy O'Neill House of Hope grand opening last weekend. Had somebody from CCO who came right after the show who stopped out. So we appreciate listeners who stopped out, and thank you, everybody, for your support. We've got both families are moving in as we speak to this zero-cost transitional housing to help families going through a tough time. Again, it's in Bloomington, and it's the Bob and Kathy O'Neill House of Hope. So thank you, everybody, for your support on that. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. From this Irishman, we hope you're having a great start to the weekend here, and we like to feature some of those listings from the Minnesota Real Estate team each week. Bill Ebert has one in Edina, Scott, 6423 Colony Way, number 2G, 1499 for this condo. It's close to everything there. Lake Cornelia, Southdale, Galleria, tons of shops, restaurants, lots of new updates, carpeting, paint, appliances, newer quartz countertops. Again, outdoor pool in the backside of the property for privacy of condo owners, easy access. $149.9 for that property. That is in Edina. Be sure to check that one out. And then one other one to hit here, Scott. Ashley Hinneker has got a great one. This is in Lakeville. 17175 Jordan Court for $439,900. It's a very private, secluded home. It's nestled in the woods. It's the end of a cul-de-sac. Lots of privacy, tons of mature trees, really a great floor plan, lots of hardwood floors throughout, newer windows, granite cabinets. And then, Scott, I know you like this. It's got the two-tier deck with a walkout to the pergola, private fenced-in backyard. It's got the sought-out Lakeville School District, 196. And there's a one-year home warranty paid by the sellers to be paid at closing, $439,900. And Ashley's doing an open house today, 12 to 1:30, 17175 Jordan Court. Scott, do you know that area?
I do. Yeah. And Ashley's a great agent. So, yeah, go see her at the open. It is worth it. That's a good number on that house, too.
Yeah. We want to invite on at this point Mr. Corey Schmiedeberg. Corey Schmiedeberg is a financial services specialist, certified tax specialist, and an accredited investment fiduciary. He's the vice president and partner of Midwest Money Management, located at 17316 Kenyon Avenue in Lakeville, Minnesota. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc. Midwest Money Management and J.W. Cole Financial and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities.
Whoo! My God! I mean, even with Trump in office, you still have to read that whole thing.
You do, and I
thought that stuff was going away.
I try to speed read it, but Corey, great to have you, man. We got a lot to talk about today. A hot topic for parents, anybody, college. College is a big one, right?
Yeah, and it's personal to me right now. Our oldest son is going to be a senior this next year, and we're a comprehensive financial planning firm. We do more than just manage investments. College is a big one that a lot of families consider, think about, what do I got to do? And I can tell you that there's a lot more that goes into it than just setting up a college savings plan when your kid is born, and some of the things that we have learned through personal experience and utilizing some of our resources is that there's a lot of other things that go into the financial considerations when it comes to college planning.
Talk a little bit about what you guys have. A really cool tool you were telling me before the show to help listeners. Because this is just, I mean, it's a huge expense, obviously. It's a lot of stress for families, parents. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we have a software program that we use. It's called College Aid Pro, and I'll throw this out there to the Minnesota Real Estate Show listeners. If you contact our office, you can email us at team@midwestmoneymanagement. You can go to our website at midwestmoneymanagement.com and hit the contact us. Say you heard us on the Minnesota Real Estate Show, and I'll email you a link so you can go in there and create a profile. This is not a sales thing or anything. We don't have to contact you or follow up. But what it'll do is it'll allow you to see any of the different colleges in the United States. But the biggest thing is the cost breakdown, the return on investment, the number of kids who start, graduate, job placement, all of the practical things. So you can see if I'm going to spend $20,000 a year or $50,000 a year on college, what are the prospects that my child's going to get a job when they get out? What are they going to get paid? But the biggest thing is, it shows you all of the free money, all of the merit scholarships, all of the scholarships for different programs and the requirements. And one of the things that stuck out the most to me was, yes, you can start saving for college when your kid is born. You can have them work, you know, in high school and work through college. But probably the biggest thing, where the biggest impact is, it's not sports. That's only about 1% of kids.
Come on,
but it is academics. If you look at the merit-based scholarships, these are independent, most times guaranteed, independent of financial means. You can get massive amounts of money if your kids get good grades or good ACT or SAT scores. And if you don't start thinking about college until your kid's a junior, it's too late to make up or improve your GPA in a lot of cases. There are schools where if you get a 28 and above on an ACT or you get a 3.9 and above, they will give you $20,000 in merit-based scholarships, and it doesn't matter if your parents make $10,000 or $1 million a year.
Yeah, I had a client, and I remember she lived in Hastings. She had three boys that all went to college, and she paid zero for college. It was her absolute job that she investigated all of the grants. She had a whole spreadsheet and a whole system, and she was telling me all the different ways you can go to get different funding for college, and she just made it her business. And you know, you think about what colleges cost right now. That was incredible.
Well, especially when you think about it, Corey. Again, a lot of times people ask, you know, how do you get into mortgage? How do you get into real estate? You literally take 3 weeks of classes. You can do it online even. You don't even have to see a human. 3 weeks of classes, pass this federal and state test, find someone like me, find a broker to hold your license, and you're ready to go. Versus, again, when you look at college, and I just think of this analysis tool, that's very cool, very cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's powerful. And then you can have a conversation with your child or whoever it is that's going to be going to school and say, look, here's how much it's going to cost. Here's how important grades are. You know, you can really lay it out, and it resonates with them.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
16, 17-year-old kids, that resonates with them huge.
Oh, really?
Is that a finance? Is that a my five kids? They were like, "Oh yes, Dad. Is that a financial risk for you?"
I have a question.
Let me participate in that.
Corey, I have a question. How does that? How can you help a homeschool family? We homeschool our
Yeah,
son.
Good question.
He's 16.
Good question. Really good question.
Yeah, that is a great question. So, you're still going to have being a homeschool student. You're still going to have the GPAs and all of those things. Probably one of the biggest things with homeschool students is you guys are probably more in tune with PSEO, CLEPing, testing out, all of those sorts of things. Those would be the things that I would focus on, because you're more in a position where you can probably have, you know, a semester or even 2 years of college completely done before your kid graduates.
So Ryan's yeah. Weird brain's going off. I can hear it. Clepping. That's going to be his word for the day now. What is clepping, Corey?
What's clepping? Or what, James?
Yeah, so it's where basically you can it's a standardized test where you can go to a testing center and you can test out of, you know, basic courses, math, English, history, those types of things.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could do that.
Yeah. It is, you know, Clepping. It's interesting, though, but I think, and part of our goal, the reason we do this show is we're trying to provide listeners great information to help you and your families. Obviously, this is a huge thing, Corey, college. You know, we know the stories of, you know, spending a couple $100,000 and then maybe graduate has a hard time finding a job. I like this tool. I like the thought of this. I can think of my dad looking at something like this and really liking to look at this and just analyze it, at least be able to share some data with people.
Yeah, it really resonates with people. And it also brings value to the idea of working with a financial advisor. You know, Vanguard is a low cost, do it yourself. I reference this all the time. They did a study on the Advisor Alpha, the value of working with an advisor. A lot of times people value their relationship with their financial advisor on rate of return. Did I beat an index? You know, were you 2% higher than the S&P 500, or were you less than the NASDAQ or whatever? The truth is most investors are not invested like an index. But what this, I would encourage listeners to go look it up, the Advisor Alpha study. What it showed is that working with a financial advisor on average yielded an additional 3% rate of return annually over the lifetime of working with an advisor versus not. And it's things like this. It's things like this that don't show up in a rate of return. But if we can sit down and tell you, okay, sit down with your kid in ninth grade, make sure they get good grades, make sure they get a good ACT score, do a couple of PSEO classes. Now, when they get to college, it literally could be where that little piece of advice 4 years older, and I'm not exaggerating, could have saved over $100,000. And how do you How do you qualify or quantify that? That's what that study did.
Well, and if clepping lasts for more than 24 hours, go see a physician. That's just a little advice from the show here.
Scott.
Is that what you had, Scott?
I had clepping, yes.
You've been in the hospital.
My senior year.
At least you had your friend Ryan to come visit you.
Yeah, Ryan came to the hospital every night. I'd be like, go home.
This is miserable here. Stop visiting me. Hey, Corey, before the break, best way for people to connect with Midwest Money Management.
Yeah, you can go to the Minnesota Real Estate Show website. You can email us at team@MidwestMoneyManagement. You can go to our website at MidwestMoneyManagement.com or Google us.
Yeah, again, 612-294-6949. We're up against our halfway point break. We've got some callers. We'll get you right after the break here. We appreciate you joining us. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. Deb Lazinski has a nice listing, Scott, over in Hudson, 2001 Stone Pine Avenue, listed for $525. It's over 3,000 square feet. It's custom-built, a Hans Hagen home. It's in the highly desirable neighborhood of Stone Pine Development, four-bed, two-bath, three bedrooms on the same level, a newer roof in 2022, newer mechanicals. It's got a reverse osmosis system, finished three-car garage. It's a very open floor plan, spacious, community walking paths, tennis courts, great location on that one as well. Be sure to check that one out. And then Joe Mack, Scott, how about this one? This one's on Lake Mille Lacs. You've been up to Lake Mille Lacs?
I have, many times.
7392 Blair Way in Waukon. Waukon, listed for $750. Joe's doing an open house today from 10 to noon. It's a 3,500 square foot home. It's a maintenance free living, hardwood floors throughout, stainless steel appliances. You got wonderful views of the lake, sandy shores, easy access. And Joe said you can walk out into the lake chest high 400 yards. Which is kind of cool, and the beach is known for its beautiful agates up and down the beach. 7392 Blair Way in Waukon for $750. It's on Lake Mille Lacs.
Very nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's very nice.
Yeah, we do. Again, we list stuff all over, really all over, represent sellers all over the state of Minnesota, western Wisconsin. Scott, we had a caller who asked the cost to stage and is it worth it to stage a home you're selling?
Great question. We get this a lot. And I'll answer it this way. It depends. It depends on your price point. It depends on, so for example, if you are in the, you know, $400,000 to $500,000 price point, it typically doesn't make any sense to pay for staging because your home is going to, you know, as long as your home's priced correctly, it's going to go in multiple offers normally because that's a fast price point. Now you're $1.5 million, you're $1 million, you know, $2 million, $2.5 million, and it's a vacant home. Where you're going to be a little bit longer on the on the market, it typically will make sense to stage at least your what do I call them, your bang areas, your kitchen,
yep.
Your master bedroom, your main floor family room. You know, you don't necessarily need to do a full home stage. And cost, if you're going to be doing staging for an executive property, let's call it 5,000 square feet. You can look at as much as about $7,000 to $10,000 a month, even sometimes.
So month,
yeah. We've got a staging going on one of our listings right now, and it is $30,000 every quarter. So
Scott.
So what is that? That's about $8,000 a month.
What's the price point?
It's over $2 million.
And, wow. Yeah, and so that's unusual.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is in that price point, you know, you think, well, God, that's $30,000. But walking into a vacant home in that price point, it can cost you way more than that on the fact that people can't visualize it. So it depends. It depends on what your price point is, how long your agent thinks it's going to be on the market, and whether you have to do a full stage, you know, so on.
Boy, that was a long answer.
That was a long answer.
You want to keep going?
No, or? I don't. I got tired of myself talking about 15 seconds into that one.
I staged my home for free I was living there when we had it on the market.
Yes, they will also, stagers will also do that. I'm talking about bringing in outside furniture.
He was living there.
But a lot of times they'll actually use your own furniture.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Well, we appreciate, we've had some phone lines ringing again. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us by text. as well. We always appreciate the comments, questions. James Dill with the PM Network is here today. Wonderful guy. Yeah. Great company. And we're talking a little bit, as your website says, you said, at the PM Network, we strive to give our clients a better way of remodeling. Cutting-edge model will put you in control, back in your hands, with a healthy dose of transparency and cost savings. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming on the show today, bud.
Absolutely. Let me give this another shot, since my mind went completely blank before we went on air. Last
That's okay, James.
Wait, who am I again?
Yeah, it's all good.
So yeah, we do remodeling, we do building, you know, home additions, kitchens, bathrooms, and what we do is, it's going to sound audacious, but we believe that our model is kind of like the future of remodeling. We think that in these times, people want transparency, so we bring 100% transparency to our projects. The client gets to see everything. We're like an owner's rep. We represent the client, but we also manage the project fully, like a design build.
I got a nice comment from a longtime listener who said, I clept out of my first year of music theory class at St. Teresa's in Winona 100 years ago. I love it.
She clept?
Yeah, she clept out of it. She clept out of it. Thank you, Gene. That's so fun.
No,
I love it.
Don't thank you. Nobody that listens to the show really realizes how many times Ryan's going to say clepping today. It is going to be an obsession. Kathy is going to be like, he was going to bed at night going clepping. Definitely clepping.
Clepping is for smart people.
Yes, clepping is
That's
for smart
That's super cool. Thanks for the comment. So, James, interesting, though. So, but how do you provide more transparency to people? How are you different than just a typical remodeler?
So the way we're different is we make the client the GC, and then we come in.
Is a general contractor.
Yep. Okay. So the client pulls the permits, but what we do is we come in with a full team of tradesmen, designers, whatever the client needs. We'll bring in multiple trades per item. Like if you're going to do an addition, you usually need, you know, you could need 15 different trades. We bring in multiple trades, multiple teams per trade, and the client can get a bid from each of those. And then we decide with the client who's best for their project. Based on budget or, you know, skill level. And then they have that control is in their hands. And so that's a little different with us. We also don't hide anything from the client. They know what our fee is. They know what the tradesman's fees are. We don't mark up, like, the materials and labor like a typical general contractor. They get everything at cost. They get all the lumber package. They get countertops, cabinets, everything at our discounted cost. And we just charge a fee.
Yeah,
transparent.
James, nice comment from your dear wife. Crystal says, good morning. Yeah, James. She's watching on social media.
Thanks, honey. I have one fan.
Oh, hey, so this is cool. So, I mean, talk maybe about a project or something you guys are working on. Or, I mean, do you do a little bit of everything, like full home remodels, decks? What kind of stuff?
Yeah, let's see. We're doing a project up north right now in Bertram, Minnesota, and this client, great client, he had a vision to build like a garage ADU up north, and so what we did is we kind of worked his project backwards because he had a specific budget in mind.
Okay,
and so we brought out all the, you know, all our team members, and we kind of got him to the price point that he needed by basically we had to reduce his design of his project.
Okay.
You know, and so it was a two-story, but since we worked our way backwards with bringing in all the trades and figuring out his cost beforehand, his total cost, mind you, not just a bid. And so we got to work our way back from a two-story to a one-story. We lengthened it a little bit and got him exactly what he wanted.
Well, I think just for the limited time that we've had to talk together, the transparency and the number that the client can bank on is really what you guys deliver, which is probably my experience with builders or contractors is probably the number one complaint that people have is, look, I don't do this every day. You know, so when you come in and tell me my project's going to be $80,000, I think it's going to be $80,000, and then it ends up being $106,000, where what you're bringing in is a more detailed in the weeds look at what exactly is going to cost them so they can actually know this is actually what it's going to cost me to do this project and not have a bunch of fees that are coming up that I'm not aware of.
Yes, and it takes a little longer to get to that point in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But, man, when you get to that point, you know exactly what your costs are going to be.
Hey, and James, you've got two fans. Nick Esparza just said two fans.
Very nice. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, that is. But it is interesting when you think about, again, from a remodeling standpoint, that just seems like an industry. It's a lot of unknowns for people, Scott. You know what I mean? Like, how did the monies work? You know, quality of work, a variety of things that may be unknown to people, Scott.
Well, and I think builders should go to something similar to this, because for anybody that's done new construction, it is, you know, I always tell my clients, okay, it's 900 grand, you're going to spend a million. I just tell them up front. You can put 10% on top of the nine.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
For what?
Just for stuff. You're going to pick out a better light fixture. You're going to want to move this cabinet, and you're going to have to rip out the plumbing. And there just is always that.
Landscaping.
but understanding going in that is what it's going to be, and realistic, because it is where people go bonkers. You know, that you said it was going to be this. Well, you change this, which changed this. Well, people don't think like that. And besides that, they think you're making a zillion dollars. And so if there's a change, you should kind of just throw it in. That's people's mentality.
Yeah.
And no one's making a zillion dollars. It's a profit margin that is built in. And so if you change your cabinets and it costs $4,500, the builder's not going to eat that.
Yeah.
And that's another way that we solve problems in the industry. That's what we're trying to do, is solve problems in the industry that have been around for a while, you know, like transparency. So we don't hold the client's money. We don't hold their money. We either put it in escrow, or, you know, they can start a new bank account or whatnot, but we do not hold the money. We just help them. We just set all the transactions up, and then they make the payments. So they know exactly where their money's going, and they know what our markup is. They know that we're, you know, not making, you know, there isn't animosity with how much are you making off my cabinets?
Yeah.
You know, my cabinets were $40,000, but you're making a $10,000 cut off my cabinets. What about the person whose cabinets are, you know, $5,000?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a big difference there in that markup. So we just give them the cabinets at cost, and we don't have to have that uncomfortable conversation with our client of how big is their markup.
Yep. Scott, and this applied to you in high school, as you were going through high school, a CLEPing, college level education program, with a school refers to the opportunity for students to earn college credit by taking standardized exams that assess their knowledge in introductory college level subjects. That was you, young man.
Oh, yeah, I just tested out of everything.
You were.
Yeah, yeah. I was clepping all over the place. I was a big clepper. I didn't even know I was a clepper.
Hey, James, before we break, best way for, we're going to keep chatting with you, but best way for people to connect with the PM Network.
Absolutely.
And what you guys do.
Yeah, you can connect with us at yourpmnetwork.com or phone number 651-325-6834.
Yeah, again, we're going to continue the discussion with James Dill, a wonderful guy. Before we break, though, Jennifer Tischlitter has got one in Savage, Scott. This listing is 14873 Kelleher Court, listed for $515, 4-bed, 3-bath, got an updated kitchen. It's a walkout lower level, room for a workshop, tons of storage, all new windows, newer roof mechanicals. And it's located on a huge corner lot with mature trees and a great location. Be sure to check that one out, 14873 Kelleher Court in Savage. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Mickey Shea with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Scott has one in Big Lake, 19088 Meadow Lane for $349,900. Doing an open house tomorrow, Sunday, noon to 2. It's got a heated, insulated garage, newer appliances, newer deck, corner lot with fenced yard, sprinkler. It's a walkout basement. $349,900, 19088 Meadow Lane in Big Lake. Be sure to check that property out. A really nice one. Scott, it's been a busy show. A lot going on. As we head to the home stretch here, thoughts for listeners, buyers, sellers, investors in this current market?
Yeah, I mean, I think the advice is kind of what we've been saying for the last few months. It is a really good time to get in the market. You know, we've been relatively stable on pricing. I'm sorry, on costs. I think we probably moved 3% over the last year. Rates are starting to kind of trickle down a little bit. So you're still paying what the home is worth. versus waiting if, you know, rates were to drop into the fours, which I don't think they're going to, but if rates drop really, really low, then you're paying, you know, an exorbitant amount on the house because, again, back to the payment, what's your payment? That's kind of what you're buying at that point. So I've always said right now is a really good time to buy. Watch the interest rates, refinance when it makes sense. You're in at the value of the house. You're not upside down on it versus, you know, if you go back to 2022 at 2.7%, people, you know, it was crazy, but people are 75 grand, you know, 100 grand upside down.
I had a text that says, good morning, guys. I'm a GC. I'm looking to buy and either tear down a major addition remodel in the Minnetonka area. What are buyers in the $1 to $1.8 million looking for in that neighborhood or lot to get that money? What are they looking for, Scott?
It's a great question. I do quite a bit in that price range, and probably the number one thing that the majority of people are looking for is privacy on the lot. And so if it's an acre and you've got some privacy, that's a good starting point. Outside of that, you know, especially if you're building it, you know, if you're going to be in Minnetonka and you're going to be in that, $1.5 million to $2 million range for new construction, you know, you're talking anything between 5,500 to 6,500 square feet. And then hopefully I've got a good design team that can, you know, put out what people are looking for. But the biggest things that people look for at $1.5 million to $2.5 million is privacy is probably the number one. They don't want to be staring at their neighbors. They don't want to be staring out their backyard at the neighbors, so they want a little bit of privacy. And then outside of that, you know, people vary on what they want in their house. But that would probably be the biggest point, I would say.
Yeah. We're happy to help you, of course. I know we're tight on time, but we appreciate you joining us. Corey, it's been fun having you on. Next week's the 4th of July as well. You going to do anything fun with Mr. Adam? Are you guys heading up to Adam's cabin?
Yeah, no, Adam's already up at his cabin. He left Thursday night, I believe.
He did?
Yep, so it's his birthday. Shout out to him next week. It'll be his birthday on the 5th. And he does a little fun fact. He swims out to there's an island out in front of their cabin, and he's been doing it since he was little. And he's gonna swim out to the island and back.
No way.
Yep.
Adam Hartung. Scott, does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me, but how old is Adam going to be? He's going to be, tell me. You don't have to tell me.
No, he doesn't mind. I think he'll be 51.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah, you can still swim to an island at 51.
Yeah, he's going to be 51. Corey, we appreciate you and your team. You do a wonderful job. We're grateful for you guys. I did want to give a special shout out, speaking of birthdays, Mr. Brian Treblehorn on the team. It is his birthday today. Happy birthday, Mr. Treblehorn, down in Northfield. Such a wonderful, kind-hearted guy. Long-time friend. And then actually my oldest brother, Dan. And Janice, it's their anniversary today. So happy anniversary to those guys as well. Hope you're able to do something fun. James, last thoughts from the PM Network and what you guys are doing to help people in the Twin Cities and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you need any remodeling or you want to build a new home, just give us a call and we can start with first steps. How about we start there?
Yeah, best way for people to reach you again?
It's yourpmnetwork.com or 651-325-6834.
Scott, what do you think there, buddy?
Very nice. I was just thinking about the whole college thing, and going to college is great. And by all means, I'm not trying to talk anybody out of doing that, but the reality is 41% of all college students don't graduate. And so I was watching a speaker the other day that I thought had a really good point. You know, before you go into college, identify what you want to do. And a lot of times people just think, well, I want to be an engineer, but they've never spent any time with an engineer. They've never gone to a job. They don't even know what their daily is, or I want to be a psychologist, but they've never been in that realm. So taking a breath after high school to really identify what you want to do, not what your parents want you want to do, you know, before you start laying out this big chunk of money, and then again 41% of you aren't going to complete it, I think some direction of what you actually want to do with your life is a good pause.
Mr. Ryan Perpich, producer of the Minnesota Real Estate Show, your college thoughts.
Well, I think you need to have a very clear idea of what you want to do. Certainly with this price right now, I think it was natural for the baby boomers, you know, where my parents were, to encourage their child to go to college. I think these days it needs a little more consideration than just being automatic that you're going to go to college.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan went to Notre Dame. I went to Bemidji High School. I'm all caught up to him.
And I went to St. Cloud State. Hey, we got two Huskies in the room right now. And I didn't play hockey, so what the heck? That's why I'm here right now.
Oh, man. It is a tough choice, I think, as a parent. Scott, your advice is a good one, though. Have so many good buddies who are in the trades, who are making $150,000 a year plus. Doing different things.
And it's a dying industry. I mean, if you want to set yourself, I'm not talking about education. If you want to go to college to become educated, I think that is a very good idea. But if it's just money, I mean, finish carpenter. There's just a lot of ways to make money. There's a lot of professional ways to make money that you don't necessarily have to get your own degree. And when you're dropping now, you know, 60,000-80,000 bucks to up to $100,000. That's a lot of money to lay out for a 4-year degree.
And as my uncle said, Uncle Gene, at our recent gathering, he said, "Ryan, what do you guys been up to? Chasing a dollar?" Isn't that life?
That's pretty much what we do.
You know, in life. Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're all doing, is just chasing a buck? Hey, Corey and James, good job, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yes, well sir, done. Thank you. Scott, glad you're feeling better there, young man.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and Ryan Perpich, find another boat to take out this weekend.
The boat broke. The boat's broken.
The boat's broke. Oh, no. Hey, it's been a fun show, the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. And again, please reach out if we can help in any way. We are here to help you and do our best. Have a great summer weekend. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.